Welcome to Sustainable Voices. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh. Seeds for Change, Creatively Confronting the Energy Crisis, Part 2. The following presentation was recorded at the opening night of the Sustainable Living Festival. Held once a year in Melbourne, Victoria, the festival showcases various environmentally sound technologies, hosts numerous talks and discussions, and gives us the opportunity to come together and celebrate the joy of a sustainable lifestyle. Published in 1978, Seeds for Change was a book that described the energy crisis and its implications for Victoria and Australia many years before it entered the awareness of the general public. In fact, it has only been in the last 12 months or so that we have really started to see the idea of peak oil being discussed in mainstream media. The book offered a vision for Melbourne based on the idea of cluster and connect, that we cluster our communities with our places of employment and our other activities in order to creatively respond to the increasing scarcity of cheap energy. In this presentation, the authors of the book, Seeds for Change, came together 27 years after the publication of the influential book for a retrospective on the 25 years that have passed since the book's publication. After discussing the development of the book in the first half of this presentation, the authors now discuss how far we have come, what relevance the book still has, what has already happened, and what remains to be done. John Dix of the Energy Action Group talks about what has happened in the last 30 years and where we are now.
I was going to sit down and talk from the chair, but Deborah actually made a fairly fundamental point. It's about institutions and institutional structures. Because I've spent the last 25 years in the area of economics and finance, and I'm one of the few people here who actually has anything to do with the national electricity market and the national gas markets. And what is worthwhile doing, Chris and I probably had the fetish on the first third of the book that there was a forthcoming crisis, particularly after Chris has defined his experience in Japan. But I think it's worthwhile looking at what happened in the last 30 years since this book has been published. The Australian population has gone from 11 million to 20 million, so it's almost doubled. Primary and secondary energy consumption in Victoria has doubled. So what we've got institutional forces building a society, and per capita consumption is going up. The financial institutions know how to spend money. The projects are very identifiable. They're large, they're complex, and they basically are dominating the status quo. And it's not unusual, if you looked at the point where Deborah was having some difficulty with the privatisation of the State Electricity Commission, the amount of money that's going in currently to just duplicate and look at load growth within the national electricity market. The jurisdictional regulators have approved some $9,000 million to be spent in the next 4 years. That's almost four times the amount being spent on renewable energy of any form, any shape. That's if renewable energy is actually appropriate to the way this market consumes energy.